dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Now that's one of the names that the Jews have for the devil, Satan, is Sitra, S-I-T-R-A, Achra, A-C-H-R-A, and it means the other side. You know how when Moses came down there and he drew a line and he said, who's on the Lord's side? Well, there's another side, and that other side is the side of the Sitra Achra, which is a name for this obstructing force. It spells the final redemption of Israel, spells the end of the Sitra Achra's existence. Therefore, he will invoke whatever abilities he has to prevent the return of the entire Jewish nation to the borders of the land of our fathers. However, return to her borders we must, and by a certain fixed date. The Sitra Achra is in a fight for his survival. And he is. That's just exactly what Macmillan knew when he said, the end of the age, they're coming here. He points out to that Satan, the destroyer, the adversary, Satan means adversary, holds a power by holding the Temple Mount. And while he's there and there's fighting going on, I'll tell you something. But Brother Halverson, we did a meeting down in at the Astrodome. Maybe some of you were there. I don't know. And he came in from that meeting and he put his, he had two homes. He had one in Tulsa, Philip Halverson, the great prayer. You all know him here. He had a home in Tulsa and one in St. Paul. He came in the Tulsa home, put down his suitcase, went back to his bed, laid down his bed to rest, and his spirit came up out of his body. And it was going with a group of people, and there were a group of people, and it was said, they were saying, we are marching into God. Marching into God. And he said they were praising God, and I was so happy. It was the first time in my life my body didn't hold me back. And I was going with them, marching into God. And I saw over at the other side, I saw some warring angels. And they said, come with us. I didn't want to go with them, but I went with them. And he said, when I went with them, I realized that I was in that realm with them every day. Now, Brother Halverson prayed on those high levels, if you knew him well. And he said, we went all over the earth where there were battles in the heavenlies, over Indonesia, some of the places he told us. And then at the end, we went to the place of the greatest battle on the earth, and it was over the Temple Mount, where the angels were fighting there. Now, there are in the mid-heavens these demonic spirits. And everyone, almost everyone, Brother Hagin told me, by the way, before he left, he came in and he'd always come in and sit down in my office and talk to me. And he said, you're going to be here at an age change. And he indicated he would not, which I didn't like that. And he said, you are going to see, it won't be just like you stepped over a log. He said, that things from that age will begin to come over into this age. There will be more activity of angels. And he said, there will be many witnesses that will go over to that side and will come back and give a witness of heaven. And now he said, you are going to, he came into my office to prophesy this to me, you are to write a book about it. Well, it is happening everywhere, and they're writing their own books. And one of them has written his own book is Dr. Gary Wood. And he is with us tonight. So come up here, Gary, and give us your witness, your report of having gone to heaven and come back. Bless the Lord. His wife, Dina, tells me that every once in a while she has to say to Gary, he'll get thinking, he'll be like this, and she'll say, earth to Gary, earth to Gary. But I don't know what it would be like to have to come back down here. That's why he didn't let me go. I would dig in my heels. I would not come back. But Gary is a greater man than I. Bless the Lord. Well, I'm a woman besides, but anyway.
Gary, she also tells every preacher not to give me directions, to give them to her, and she'll text them to me because I, made, because I made heaven by accident.
So, Gary, tell us about how did you go to heaven in the first place?
It was illegal. I went into the back of a 10-ton wrecker truck that was illegally parked on the edge of the highway, and I was instantly killed. I was pronounced dead at the scene and was dead for 61 minutes. Medically documented.
Medically documented. Yes, that was 1966.
1966.
And his sister was with him.
My little sister was in the car. And I took a trip to heaven, saw many things, got to see Jesus, of course, the mansion I'll spend all eternity in. And Jesus said there'd be three specific things that would happen just before he would return to take his people to live with him throughout all eternity.
Well, now, just before we get to that part, let's tell a little bit more what you saw in heaven, because the people want to know. Who met you there?
Well, my best friend in high school had been in a serious automobile accident, and his head was decapitated. And my friend's name was John, and he came running up to me. He greeted me, which answers in my mind, will we know one another in heaven? When I was walking just on the grass in heaven, Mom, it was just like the grass came all the way through my feet, and there were diamonds that just sparkled all over the grass. I went into the river of life. I always tell people I picked up golden nuggets bigger than my fist. So if you've got a problem with prosperity, you're going to be miserable in heaven. I was lifted up out of the water. I went into the water, and it was a cleansing, purifying effect. I saw a menorah. The best way I can describe it is like the Jewish menorah, which represented the Holy Spirit. With flames of fire, saw God's throne. I saw a beautiful emerald rainbow around God's throne. And I was lifted up out of the river of life, and I saw just a whole variety of people, and they were all singing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all." So I turned to John, my best friend. I said, "John, why are they singing hymn number 132 in the Baptist hymnal on the earth below?" And he said, "Gary, all songs of the Spirit originate in heaven." And he said, "Then they're just dropped into the heart of someone who'll give it forth for the glory of God." First time I heard the chorus, "Hallelujah," was in heaven. First time I heard the chorus, "He is Lord," was in heaven. You know the little chorus we sing sometimes in our full gospel circles, "How great is our God?" First time I ever heard that was in heaven. And God said, "Tell all the musicians they can have a song to sing. It can be birthed directly from heaven." I saw my mansion. One of the most unique things that I witnessed was a spare part room. And I walked up, and it said, "Unclaimed blessings." And so I went into the door with John, and we were just standing there amazed as I saw legs hanging from the wall. And I thought, why does there need to be a place like that in heaven? I saw every part of one's anatomy there in heaven. So I said, why does there need to be a place like this? And I saw what happened. I saw people on the earth pray. I saw their prayers get answered. I saw Jesus dispatch the angels to go over and get the miracle. They brought the miracle back. And then I saw many times people would start making excuses. And they'd say, "This isn't the day of miracles." Friend, there never was a day of miracles. There's a God of miracles. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I saw people negate their receiving their miracle. Then, Mama, I saw people just lift up their hands and say, "I believe I receive." And once they did that and made that declaration, the angel gave them the miracle from the spare part room, and instantly they were made whole.
Hallelujah. He can send down the part you need. He won't need to have them in your glorified body. They're for now.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead.
Well, I saw the mansion. I got to decorate my mansion. I saw what looked like to me that Jesus was, our angels were working. It just looked like clay. And I asked my friend, what is that? And he said, it's aborted children or miscarried children. So if you've had a miscarriage or an abortion, you get forgiven, cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ, and an angel is forming, fashioning that child, and one day you're going to see that child again. But the most important thing about heaven is Jesus. And Mama, this is real funny, but there's never a week goes by that I don't get asked this question. What nationality is Jesus? I know that's funny, but I do. He's Jewish. And I saw his beard. Now, his hair was white as I saw it, but it had rabbinical curls. His skin is olive. His eyes are blue. Jews from the house lineage of David are known to have blue eyes. I saw where they drove the nails into his hands. I saw a beautiful purple sash that said King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus began to speak to me. And he said, Gary, tell my people, don't ever buy into the condemnation of the devil that they are unworthy. He said, tell them they're worthy because I've redeemed them by my precious blood. And then he spoke this to me. And I was in the army. And so I understand authority, and I'm just telling you what the commander-in-chief said to me. He said, why do my people, I got to be specific. He said, why do my people not obey me? Why do my people reject my commandments? And then Jesus said there'd be three specific things amongst other things that he showed me that would mark his soon imminent return. Number one, he said there'd be a spirit of restoration. Get ready to get back everything that the devil has stolen from you. It's payday for the church, and it's payback for the devil. Get ready to get your children. How many of you have children that are away from God, and you're believing for them to return back to God? Just lift your hands up.
All over.
There's a scripture, Isaiah 54:13, great is the peace of thy children. I claim all these children of every person that's raised their hand right now, not a one of these children are going to go astray. They're going to come with us when we meet the Lord in his coming glory, in Jesus' name. So get ready for that. Number two, he showed me, and this is what Mama asked me to speak about tonight for just a moment. He showed me about prayer. And what I saw was like an astronaut. And there were like three circles, and I saw the atmosphere that you've been teaching about and Chip's been teaching and preaching about. And it was ruled by demonic forces that looked like swarms of flies.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.